Representative Kawasaki.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think it was 4 or 5 hours ago when we started this floor session. Or maybe it felt like 4 or 5 hours. But the Reverend Cindy Roberts said our lives are inextricably linked, and that whether we like it or not, and that I still considered throughout this entire debate on this House floor on this budget, because the actions that we take today and the actions that we take in the future impact the lives of so many people. And the budget document, it's not just the dollars and cents that we'll see and the massive numbers and spreadsheets that I like to see, but it boils down to people and our investment in families. The budget's a moral document, and it speaks to this legislature's priorities, it speaks to our values, speaks to this legislature's common vision for Alaska. So when we tried to introduce some amendments that we thought would help and invest in Alaska's people, sadly those were defeated. And I know that it's just the next process, and it'll go on over to the Senate, and we'll have vigorous debate, lively debate again soon. But less money to education, though we can't know that $1 in pre-K will change, will mean $1 less in a jail in the future, we know that there is a lot of science that supports that. We know that less dollars into education in K-12 will likely result in larger class sizes. We've heard that from our school boards and our teachers. It probably means there's going to be less instruction. It probably means less opportunity for Alaska's children. Cuts to behavioral health and Medicaid will have an impact, and it'll have a ripple effect with the folks that are the most vulnerable populations of children, the most vulnerable populations of our seniors, and those who are the least among us. No doubt there's going to be churches and charities and nonprofits across the state that will have to rise up and fill that slack, and that's natural. But my fear is that there's going to be too many Alaskans who slip through the cracks by supporting the budget as it is today. And I know that there's, I think the 165th bill was introduced today, and there's an elephant in the room that we're not wanting to talk about, and I won't talk about it. We'll address it at a later time. But every bill has a fiscal note and a fiscal impact, and I know that members will have to have that vigorous debate in the future. I wanted to just end by thanking the co-chairman and all the subcommittee, all the subcommittee chairmen with whom I had the pleasure of serving with. It was a good experience, and there was a lot of staff time and a lot of direction. But ultimately, this budget, this moral document, does not support the priorities and the values that I think this legislature needs to put forward. And I will not be supporting this budget. Thank you.